Tara Nishal, he has to reset process, has to do a Hefzik Tara, then she, and the kosher put in the moich. And afterwards you do bedikas twice a day for 7 days, once in the morning when she wakes up, once before Shkia. And afterwards, she has 7 days, she can be Tara, she goes to the mikvah. Now we'll learn how to exactly do the bedikas. This involves discussing what aid exactly to use. Now, it's based upon the Gemara in the second parak, what type of bedikas cloth to use. Basically what comes out, it has to be something that's white, something that's clean, it should be something that's soft, yashon. Now, without getting involved in the particulars, it's very simple. What you do, you go to the store, you buy something with a good hashgacha upon it, and use it. You make sure you have enough, you usually need at least 16 of them, we need for a hefzik and a moich, and 14 for the 7 days. And you make sure you buy two packages just in case you don't want to do a couple of bedikas in the beginning. And that's what you do. Now, what to do when you're stuck? Can you use an undershirt and cut it off, or stuff like that? You should not get stuck, and if you do, you should anyway go through well exactly what to use. Usually any bedik cloth that's in the store is good. There are some, of course, some people are mafakvik on. If the Rav doesn't like it, he'll tell you. Otherwise, if the Rav doesn't tell you otherwise, whatever's in the store, usually you can be semich upon, that'll be good enough. Now again, also you discuss the size, should be about 7, 8. The cell phone today, it's very, very rarely to get stuck. And now, also they have, also the Shabbos thing they have now, that it's like they have 100 rabbanim and they click which one you want, which is open. You can get anyone whenever you want now.
What?
And don't get stuck.
Are they talking about?
Don't get stuck. Don't do it. Every Shabbos they have, That's Aleph. Now, Maisa, a bedika with an etzba called a day is called a poskim, according from the Tara, because I do avad does not help avada finger foot, either because dam doesn't come onto it, because it can get in the crevice, whatever reason avada finger can't, you have to use an aid. What aid? Whatever the again any gosh cross that you buy, you can be upon. Now, when you do a bedika, there are two aspects to it. One is the aspect of doing chum is talkim, doing it in the cracks and crevices, and the second aspect is how far to go. So divide up the two separate things. One chumim v'stalkim, the cracks and crevices. The first we do at the base yisif. Machlok you showing them if you have to, when you have to. Rav Yishanim say you have to do it by a hefzik, and we're all zayin yomim. You have to do chumim v'stalkim. There is the rivet sheet that says this halacha chumim v'stalkim based upon a gemara is dafka by latiris, not labailo. That's a rivet sheet. And the ban sheet is dafka by the hefzik and not by the zayin yomim. Now, aloha again, very clear, we paskin that you have to do chum v'stalkim all 7 days. That means whenever you do it for 7 days, the morning and the afternoon you should do chum v'stalkim. And if you well paskin, welcome at Tzayach, 1 and 7, so 1 and 7 has to be chum v'stalkim. We did not go like the Ravid and the Ramban. Welcome to Tzayach Kodol, B'tzirufim, they want to start maybe B'dika Balayla, otherwise, Avadu, you always have to do chum v'stalkim. You always have to get the cracks and crevices. Now what the reason for it is, the Paiskim say, the Bachbetzim and the Paiskim afterwards, Chazanish Ba'oid, say this Chum is talking only Dindra Abonon, it's not Dindra Raisa, the main ride that comes from Akalo. Akalo, she has Vesulam, she cannot get past a certain point, and therefore she's not going to get all the cracks and crevices. Maisa and Akalo is no problem, they tell her forget, do not push too hard, do not knock out the Vesulam, therefore that is whole love for the Abonon, the Mokum Efsher Efsher, V'i Efsher, E Efsher. And therefore, as far as you can, as well as you can, you do chum v'stalkim. Otherwise, you can't. We make all the whole time dinner the dinner rabbanim. Now, without chum v'stalkim, the paskim say l'maisa. Even though it's rabbanim, it's ma'akiv. Avada, you have to chum v'stalkim. If not, again, it's ma'akiv. Now, how to do chum v'stalkim? What exactly that means? Try to be as politically correct as possible. The shaila is a couple of shailas. To get the cracks and crevices, to go straight up and come back down, you're not getting the cracks and crevices. There's a lot of cracks there, you're going to have to rotate. Now, this is Shela and Anhoga, how exactly to teach how many times to rotate, or when exactly to rotate. Some say to rotate once it goes in, and then you can rotate, and then take it straight out. That's how the Sefer Gedor Shoshana brings out from Moshe Halberstam. That way, rotate once in, and I heard others say that way also. Other times, like Avoza says, you have to rotate on the way down or the way in. Either way you can rotate, but you have to rotate on the way down. And the Swahili says, when you get the cracks and crevices, only be the top layer when you're rotating. And I have to get the cracks and crevices the whole entire thing. Therefore he says you have to rotate the whole entire way down to get the cracks and crevices. So one challenge is exactly what is to get the form of stalkim is that you put it in and you rotate and then you take it out. Or you have to rotate on the way down. One shallot. Even when you rotate on the way down, I heard different people being mafakfak, how many times do you have to rotate? Some teach 3, some teach 4, some teach 5, how many times exactly? They calculate how many, if you rotate on the top level, you have 3 sections to your finger, it has to be at least 3, or maybe 4, because they're wider or smaller.
Why don't you rotate with the top? Why can't you rotate with the bottom part of the finger?
They say it won't get into the crevices, right? Only top gets the crevices. It's being pushed into
the finger to get the crevices?
It won't get in. Maybe. Right. So, these are the shilas. What exactly a person should do, you have a malamedes, you should go to Rav, and it's exactly what the Messiah is. And in the swarm, they're very not clear, and they basically say, go see what the Messiah is. Now, why the swarm are not clear, I'm not clear either. But, you have to get a Churban Mestakim. If not, it's Ma'akiv. And now, exactly how to get it, however, the Messiah that you have, exactly how to get it, either rotate when it's fully in, rotate on the way out. How many times to rotate, everyone go is there. Lamedas or Rav or whoever you want to ask that you're stomach upon, who is a Bar Samcha?
Why can't you say it's not Shulchan Aruch, so do what you want?
It says Churban Mestakim, it isn't Shulchan Aruch.
You have to do this thing, this, that thing.
How do you get Churban Mestakim? What's the way of getting it? It is a Shulchan Aruch, it is Ma'akiv. You might tell me it's Rabbonim, but it's something you have to do. Now, how do you do it? How do you get it? Maybe you can ask a doctor, could be, I'm not sure. But you have to know how to get Churban Mestakim. The second thing they discuss is how far to go. Klar, Kinuch is not good. Kinuch, even a little bit inside, is not good. You have to go as far as you can. In other words, the Rosh is Ad Shemokim Shamashtosh, the Megamgem, the Gdalachroinim, that the Matthias was Shemashtosh already, the Rishonim, that seems to be that they cannot get that far as Shamashtosh, and therefore, what does it mean Ad Shemokim Shamashtosh? Therefore, you should try to get as far as you can. Now, the words of the Mechaber is, and then after what the Meistar do, but the words of the Mechaber is that the Hefzik, at least one in seven you should do Ad Mokim Shamashtosh, otherwise other ones you can't be makel. However, there are more. The more says Miu, but he evidently also can klal rak, he did as well as you can Mokum Estokim Lamaisi Mekel. So come along the Chochmas Zodim, and he brings it down, and the Swam is Menem to say, what does that mean by the Eved? It means if it's hard for you to go Ad Mokim Shamashtosh, even Chachila, do as well as you can. But the Eved means if it's hard, that's Nichol Negeda of the Eved, and do as well as you can. And therefore the Svarim and the Hanhogim Bizmanenu is that they seem to teach, do as well as you can. Why? When they Ashkenaz, they assemble upon their more, that's nichol together with the Eved. Try to go as far back as you can. Now they do point out, that usually they use this finger and the middle finger might be a little bit longer. Fine, but you can still use the first finger. Go as well as you can. Do not use any sticks, any instruments. Try as well as you can. The eighth day all bring down for some sefer is, you pick up your foot on the stool, or usually in the bathroom on the Beis HaKisei, and you put it inside with your finger and you rotate as well as you can and you take it out. Usually that's nichol negeda d'ramo ad mokum shamashtosh, or basically as well as you can, it's nichol negeda d'ramo. They do discuss can you do it lying down or sitting up, but mokum atzerach the poskim might be mekel, otherwise samazoy they do it standing up. One reason they discuss is because when the dam comes out, usually when you're standing up, lying down, it won't really come out. Therefore, but most of the way they do it is standing up with your leg on the Beis HaKisei and you put your finger inside.
That's
the Hesek. We're discussing Hesek and 1 and 7. Or
the time, even the time you're doing the
Fine. But still, that's the better way of doing it. That's the correct way of doing it. The Swarm say, unless the Makam and Sarah, Makam Sarah. Otherwise, the person can say you do a standing up. They do say, let's say it is Makam Sarah, or it hurts you in pain. Mice, you can do 1 and 7, but that means when you can do 1 and 7, the person can say does not mean if you spot a lot. And you want to, and you have dam, you want to be makel. Because like that, the whole badik is to show if you have dam and don't have dam. The time of being makel, 1 in 7, is like that, is only when it causes you to irritate and cause a petza and scratch yourself and you don't know what you're doing. Then the poskim are going to be makel 1 in 7. Otherwise, a lot of poskim will not be makel samazoi because you have a hard time you're spotting. Poshid, they're not going to be makel if you're lazy or if you have a job, a body, you have to go, you take your golf, go to the bath, and go do a badiko. So, again, the way you have to do Badika is Aleph Mekum Mestakim is not Ma'akev. Second, you should go as far as you can, and they'll be nichol together more, and then that's considered a good Badika. Sometimes the area itself is dry, so what exactly do you do? How do you get a Badika cloth in something that's dry? So there are different Eitzes. Exactly what each person should do should ask their Rav exactly what to do, but one Eitzah based upon the Marsham is to make the Badika cloth be wet a little bit, a mat a little bit, and therefore you can be nichnas when it's wet, it's not going to be a problem. That's one Eitzah. Another Eitzah is discuss putting on Vaseline. Now, exactly how and when, they say you should do it, let's say, 2 hours earlier, put the Vaseline inside Eitzah Mokum, and after 2 hours later, it still has lubrication there, and then it can be Nechnas. So if you put Vaseline on right beforehand, what will happen is that the Vaseline will cover up the tibas dam that are there and will not be considered a good bediko. Now, b'di'eved yesh la'ayin, but v'ad l'chatzil l'poch can say, do not put the Vaseline on the bediko cloth or in the oisa makam right away. Only by water it won't cover it up. By Vaseline or KY, stuff like that, they won't say it does cover it up. And therefore they say, when they give you the oisa, to put it in 2 hours beforehand. Now, exactly what you want Shabbos, besides putting the water on the bediko cloth or the Vaseline, again, that's what helps with Shabbos, but also in the swam discuss exactly what to do. The water usually won't take away the color of the blood. No, because a lot will take it away. Well, the dilute make it very light pink might be fine, but a little bit won't change anything they say. So, now there is one other aspect also on the Gerit Olas, is they discuss how can you do a hefsek on Shabbos, Maisa Pam with Tzveya, you're coloring the Bedikas cloth. Now, the loch is very simple, the Maisa we use napkins on Shabbos, and you have no kavana for it, it makes it dirty. The Maisa Vadi can, now the numerous tell exactly why you can, but Vadi can do a hefsek for them on Shabbos, no problem to get it to Tzveya. Fine, that's Akan simple. Inside the Bedikas, again, the loch of Bedikas, you have to chum restalkim. If not, some akiv, you have to know exactly how to do it. If you don't know, go ask somebody. And you should also go as far as you can. Sif Zayin is a local of a sumo. Now, sumo is basically clear that she has a bar das. She can do her own medikas. The local, she shows it to her friend. The word that she shows it to her friend, the place can point out two things. One is that the isha is nemon. She's showing it to her friend. She's nemon. Now, the rav, she's not sure. She is something that's rav. The second thing they point out, of course, this person's married. You want to show that she's mutter to her husband. Why is she not showing it to her husband? Why not give it to her friend? Therefore, from this one of Makoris we discussed today last month, that sometimes the Dov Mugunas is showed to the husband, and therefore it's better to show it to an Isha, not to show it to her husband. It's this is one of the values that come from. Yeah, but in Shulchan Aruch, we bring down the Talachos, bring it out, show it to a friend, right? So, the non-negiyas that we learned already that he is now when he can show it to him. And well, why we're not showing it to him, sometimes people are turned off by it. Yeah, show it to him, he's now one, yes. Well, the only time maybe not is by Hefstik. My colleagues who also make it usually. The next halacha has the case of a cheresh, a medaberes, or a shaito. Again, that's Shulchan Aruch, not over here. Pasha over here, someone that gets married. Well, these are, could be before she got married to Kala. Fine, but the fact they bring down these words, Pasha can point out two things. One point is, Nemon, and also, as he showed, it's telling you what to do, show it to a friend. Not to Rav, not to show it to a friend, it's enough. Fine, Maitre Valocha Vashaykul, she is not Nemon, she has no Das. They do discuss, over here's what on Halacha, let's say someone who cannot speak and cannot hear. What happens with Manenu, they're able to teach people to communicate, even though they were born being a cheresh, they cannot hear, they're deaf and mute. Are they not together of a shoyt or not? The classic is Halakela, she was taught to communicate. Is this nichol get of a shaito? For myself, Moshe has a shuva about it. And he says the fact that they communicate, if they're born that way, is no raya. If only if they were not born that way, they're born healthy. And then once she was 20, she turned into, she could not hear and speak. Then he says, if they communicate the raya, that she's not a shaito. However, she's born that way, she has a get of a shaito. A raya communicates nothing. A cotton is 10 years old, 12 years old. They can't communicate. That's all of get of a shaito. Here also, if she's born that way, she has a get of a shaito. They've had to communicate, she's not nemon, and a friend will have to do it for her. Another point they discussed in this halacha is we mentioned last time that the halacha of a hesek hadas. The isha, she counts during a zayin akiyam, let's say in day 4, she sees a vedika, she looks at it, thinks it's red, throws it in the garbage, 2 days later her husband takes it out of the garbage, brings it to her rav, the rav says no problem. So she is at place of the zayin akiyam, she masiyach das. We have machlik sapoiskim, numas poiskim, peskachu being down from the mil tzoko, maisa is machman, you start all 7 days all over again. Hesek hadas, knocks away the zayin akiyam. That's how numas poiskim paskim. The Ikka Shal they discuss is this halacha of a shaito. Shaito, what she do? Does a bedika yom alav, yom zayin, 6 days and 5 days in between? What happened? She's a shaito, and no one's doing bedikas. Or even someone is doing bedikas, the life is a hesek hadash. She has no das at all. So we lechura the right over from this halacha that a hesek hadash should not be ma'akiv. That's the kasha they ask. Now there are a couple of ways to answer it. One way, a simple way of answering it, the one taina, hesek hadas is only where chutzroni wants to answer. Hesek hadas only when you have das to say, I'm not counting. Example, numerous halachas are that way, that is, mitzvah ancient kavono is not, when you hold ancient kavono, it won't be ma'akiv. However, das lehepach will knock away kavono. Also, the chutzroni, if you have das or paravadas, it's beseder. But you have das lehepach, still in the garbage, I'm not counting, starting all over again, I'm tomei. Then das lehepach, then will be soyser. Mashing in a shaita, no das lehepach, then it won't be soyser. Another way of saying it, that's the main way. What will come out really depends upon the reason why you have this sugi of hetzach adas. The meal stock himself brings down two reasons why hetzach adas can be soyser. One reason is why, don't want to argue shav lava daite. Maybe she had a gosha, no das for it. That's one reason. And she didn't think about why she thinks she's tamei. The second reason is because the chesaron in the counting. Maishas think she has to have counting, not Maishas not counting. The mitzvah for them when the agusha of lava daita the chesaron changes away against it. Chloraya, shaita maishi she has a gosha, she's not going to tell anybody. That the chesaron is right against that for her. However, the chesaron of why chesaron in the counting, the Maishas not chesaron in the counting, she has no doubt against it. Therefore, for this reason, Pesukim want to bring right from the cherish that when you have a hesek hadas, it does give a hesek hadas of a whole entire day, chesaron in the counting. She had a hesek hadas for 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, but not the whole entire day. So what? The Maishas, she has hesek hadas. The more agashav lava daite, we don't care about. A right in the case of a shaito, she has the more agashav lava daite. However, the reason is that the hesek hadas of counting, that you have no right from a shaito, economically, the Pesukim only be machmer and say, if you do not count, you have a seer. She was Masiach Das, Mahon Tai Oino, then you'll have to be Machmer. Siftas is a locha of Ribi Bedikos. Now, this is the Etimus in the Mefor Shemishnah, in the second parak, and Dr. Gimel will begin the second parak, that Kol HaMaba Livdok Harizem Meshubach. And who is Maba to Bedikos is Meshubach. Now, when you read the Sugya, the Shalom is what is discussing over there, talking about Latayo Labailo, and also the Shalom is talking about when she's told, when she's coming. Maisis Klol Halacha is brought down. This Halacha called Riba Bedikos twice. Once it called Pedal, once over here called Tadigval by the Mechaber two different times. The Halacha applies Sai Lebailo Aleph, and also applies even when she's Tomei. Riba Bedikos even Zayin the King, we should do it all the time. Do it all the time. That's clear. The Shal is Bizmanenu should Isha go do Bedikos every hour. You go tell her. You want me to Shubechas? You want me to praise? Praiseworthy? You want me to Yer Shemaim? Go tell your wife every hour. Go do bediko. You know what? Tell her to leave in a meich the whole entire time unless she has to go to the Beis HaKisei. Well, be bedek. She'll be gevaldik. I'm a meshubach. So the swarm is manenu come along with three reasons why specifically is manenu not lemaisa to be machmer. We should not be marbel livdoik. One is that Moshe has a tshuva about it. And he says, first of all, that since Bizmanenu, we're machmer in all different colors, we're not sure exactly what is done, what's not. Anything that's noita ladmimus can be machmer in. So anytime that she can be marba livdoik, you come out with a color not masubik, bring it to Rav, he'll be machmer. He's not being machmer tadvatoi, he's being machmer. Why? Maybe it's nechlegel margosho, maybe it's noita ladmimus. If it is noita ladmimus, to be machmer tad sofik. Bizman achazal, bizman shulchan aruch, they're saying to be marba livdoik, why? Be machmer tadvatoi. Will we mach mitzad sofik? Says a Moshe, don't be ma'ar belivdoik. So first we have a Moshe, Udi'imei, Utaina, do not be ma'ar belivdoik. Why? Because first of all, it's only going to be nichon leged of sofik. That's Aleph.
The Shulchan Aruch
says. Kasha, the Shulchan Aruch, maskim, that's what Moshe says. I hear the Kasha, the Starker Kasha. Maybe that's one reason. A second reason the Svarim bring down, also in the Svarim, is that our Noshim, either due to the fact that the whole Shul very weak, very schwach, or they're very sensitive, or they don't know how to do bedikas, and they scratch themselves, and create pitzorim, wounds, and markers. Therefore, they should not do bedikas, because what's coming out is not coming out dam. What's coming out is dam from a marker that she scratched herself. She has nails, she scratched herself, or she's sensitive, or she scratched herself. Therefore, they end up doing it being marble lived like, and you're asking for absolutely no reason. A third reason the Swarm like bringing down is that even Bizman HaChazal, Chazal were around today and they see what's going on with the Shalom Bayis problems and the tension and the confusion of what's going on in marriage, maybe they themselves would say not to Amar B'Livdoik, why should not lead to any issues in the Gerit Shalom Bayis? We don't want Ish B'Dach Beis, they want Shalom.
What about the
Zerah?
Take the whole Zerah? The whole Shalom Bayis?
No.
All the problems, the tensions?
The Zerah, the Maisa, is Kabbalah, and we have to do it. This is You the isha wants to know, should I be mishubecha to go do a bedikah? The answer, you should be mishubecha to worry about shalom bayis.
This is the Mishnah.
And the Mishnah is about shalom bayis also. When Moich Shem Hashem, why for shalom bayis? No, that's not locha, that's Kabbalah. We're not being oiku what we have a Kabbalah, what we have to do, right? But there it says Kabbalah tonight, you saw that's what we do. It's not a Kabbalah, this is a Mishubah.
It's
right, and the open Mishnah that you must Shem Hashem and Shalom Shalom Bayis. Maestro, for these two reasons, the Maestro points to me, first of all, it's a scratch itself, second of all, we're all left with Sveikis, and third of all, it's sad, we want Shalom ben Ishla Isha, for those reasons, even maybe, because I'll be making with Manenu, therefore the Swarm Be'ikka say, and those say not the way, Be'ikka, our Swarm is put this way, where Moshe and others say that a person should not tell the wife to be Ma'a Belivdoik, and they should not do it, and the Machma and other things. Fine, that's Sif test. Sif Yud is the aloha of Gimel Yomim. Be'ikka, first is the Mechab over here. The Mechab brings down the aloha. You have to be Zayin Yomim with Tzufim. Everyone knows aloha, they're simple. They have to design the Kim straight. If not, it's going to be Soyser if you see Dam. And why exactly you need aloha of Soyser? Fine, the Tazakasha. What exactly his answer is Ein Atzlevoina, Machta Shekel with the terraces. But my answer, we've had to design the Kim straight. That's the Mechab. Come along, there are more. There are more brings down the Shumat Hadesha and the Mordechai. Ochumma of Gimel Yomim Rishonim. The first, there is a Pesach Shuvah and Simon Kufay Zayim bring down the Machlokes of Poskim. When does Isha have a Cheskes Tumah, and when does Isha have a Cheskes Tarah? Now, within the Pesach Shuvah brought down different Poskim, different Shitas. So those who say Minat Torah should have a Cheskes Tumah after the Hefsek Tarah, bring down from the Sefer that way, where the Sefer is some safer. Those who say no Dafka after the Hefsek and the Bdikah Yom Echad. It brings down those who say Dafka after Gimel Yomim. It brings down those who say, yeah, the Cheskes Tumah the whole time is Zayin, except until after Zayin, the Cheskes Tumah changed the Cheskes Tarah. Now that's one sugya when she has a Chazaka and a Negeah to prove different things. Again, when's the Cheskes Tumah, when's the Cheskes Tarah? You have different options. Now that's not our sugya. That's Kubei Zayin, Negeah to Maka, Negeah to Halacha Chazaka, and Sveikis. Ours is a separate sugya. Our sugya is over here, the clue among the Paiskim is the Kurma Ba'alma. Again, the going brings down from Mishnah Zav, from Mishmach Ba'alma, fine. Well, our halacha of Gimel Yom Rishonim is the Chumrah Ba'alma. It says the method that Kamoish, the Tal, the Poskim is the Chumrah. That means there's nothing to do really with halacha of Chesed Tumah, Chesed Tarah, except the Olam like comparing the two. It can come from there. But after we have over here halacha of Gimel Yom Rishonim, which is the Chumrah Ba'alma. Now, once we have this halacha of Chumrah Ba'alma, we have to know when to apply this Chumrah. Now, first, if you are a Bnei Svart, it's not put down by the Mechaber, and there are those in the Bnei Svart, the Vadi Yosef, who say the whole halacha does not apply, the whole Chumrah does not apply, and therefore the Bnei Svart are those who are Mekel and Gantin. They have no Chumrah. But now if you're married, a Svart, you marry Ashkenazi, usually you follow the Ashkenazi, I'm sorry, the husband, you follow the husband, not Ashkenazi, you follow the husband. Fine. Yes. Now, negate to the Bnei Ashkenaz, who are Maisa or Machmer. You have to really discuss three different things to define when exactly we're Machmer. One question is, why is she Tomei for? We'll get to exactly those cases. A second case is, what exactly did you find? The Kesem, Grid, Clear, what exactly did you find? And third question is, how exactly do we calculate the Gimel Yom Rishonim? What defines the first 72 hours? Three different things you have to answer before you get to the Psak Halacha. First thing is, exactly why is she Tomei? Why is she Tomei? They'll give her the Chumrah of the Gimel Yom Rishonim. So, to discuss the order as put down most of the cases on the page. First, let's say, get married, Dam Basulim. First case, Dam Basulim will Machmer that she has regular Dam Nido. Now, Dam Basulim Be'etim is a Mako. Except, we're Machmer like Dam Nido. Are we Machmer Gimel Yom Rishonim? Put down by the Pesach Tshuva? Then no. First of all, she has no Mayim Pesuach, Poshit, only Dam Mako. Therefore, Gimel Yom Rishonim did not apply to Dam Basulim. That means you got married, what happens, he's fine the first 3 days, Avado Nakami Machmer. Agam, there is a Machna, there is a Daflo, and the Kunsh Achon wants him Machmer, however, the place can go against the Machna and the Mekel. Sorry? No, you can make it. Let's say Hesed came out fine, you have a Kesem. No, they catch him. We're not talking about Bedikas. We'll get to Halacha Bedikas. Right now, this, let's be clear.
It's not the Gimel Yom Rishonim. It finished 3 days ago.
I hear. We'll see if that's...
It's really from the Hesed, so why don't you
I'm not sure you're saying that is some say masculine. Well, maybe. So again, so first thing is by Dam Sulam and Meister where Mekel Gimel Mishanim. Now first we mean Gimel Mishanim, we're talking about you find the Kesem. We'll get to exactly what you find over here. We're discussing case of a Kesem, not Padikas, Kesem. A second thing that they discussed also before marriage, case of Dam Chimod, the halacha is you have to wait Zainakim. Might also the placement say clearly, Michael even a hashtag maker that maybe you want to do. Therefore, by Dam Chimod also, now it's not negate our Noshim. Our Noshim, they get married, usually they wait for Dam, they're ready 18, 19, 20. It's not negate the halacha Dam Chimod. But might also Dam Chimod will give me Michael or give me on Mishonim. A third case, which is negate. Because by us, we're talking about. That they saw real dam. The Zman HaChazal talking about when they get married 10, 11, 12, so then the dam chim would have to wait Zayin and came. Us, we want you to need her. We need her 5 inches. We need her regular need her. She has to be regular office need her. She, that we'll be told the first 3 days. Sorry, they got married 3 months earlier. 3 months before you proposed to her, until she got married, she had a period. Right? So
they break up and
we don't, that doesn't happen. next case they discuss, let's say she's sitting right now as Zayin Nikim, why we thought she found the Kesem. Beardover, basically she found the Kesem, was more than a grizz, and she came to me beside the Kesem. The halacha is also the place coming down from the Beis Shmuel, the place coming Paskin, that since again it's not my Pesuch. And also, it's only Chumud Rabbanon, the best known real reason to be Machmud, so it's Rabbanon upon Rabbanon. Therefore, for that reason, after a Kesem, the Maisa, the Beis Shmuel himself, even though he ends up bringing down Marav Leib, saying this, that's Machmud, the Maisa, the place of Mekel, say after a Kesem, also the Gimel Mishan will be Mekel. Even nothing to do with that. We're going to give the Kula the first 3 days after a Kesem. Whatever Kula we have, always do the same Kula over here. Fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, it'll be the same thing the first 3 days. If you're sitting with that cat.
What's
the swa? The swa, the word is, it's not my msuach. Why is not my msuach? Where is it coming from? There are two ways of saying it. The way the chokmah. Right. The easy way of saying it is the rabbon upon the rabbon. That's it's easy way of saying it over. It's the chokmah ba'alma over here. The chokmah upon the kesem. We'll get there. Also my kesem's over, not the medikas. Talk about Kesem. No, we didn't get there yet. We're talking right now about Kesem. A fourth time the place from the Maaseh say we don't have the Chumrah is, let's say you find an akuda, a small drop of blood. And they say even my, a small drop of blood is not going to my Pesuach. That means they say even when we do a Bedika, find a small drop of blood, the Maaseh can be also. Let's say you may best do a Bedika, found a small drop of blood. In that case, also says the Chacham Adam is not to the Mayim Pesuch, and Yaf make a Chazok can make an Ois Mayim Pesuch. Therefore, again, you will have the coolers of Gimel Yom Rishonim, a small drop of dam, very small drop. Now, how much is the drop? I'm not sure. Also, same thing. Well, so start all over again, but Maaseh will not give you the Chumah Gimel Yom Rishonim. Small drop. The word Chacham Adam is not to the Mayim Pesuch. You should love him, but that's his word. The person go that way. But another case they discuss is also, let's say it would be machmer. For example, let's say a person has a maka and the loch is on the maka, you may vest sim kubbe zayin lemaisel, will give me machmer. Why? Feel oilum leitera. So maisel, why be machmer that she has to do 5 and 7? Mitzad chumro that feel oilum leitera. So anytime there's a sophic also, we will not be machmer and gimel yom rishonim. This is based upon this. Rav Elazar said similar. Let's say she is sitting why mitzad she saw a mara that's brown or yellow. That there are certain places called machmer, only machmer mitzad sofik. It says also, anytime you machmer on a mara mitzad sofik, also now the chumah is the gimel yom rishonim. So come to our first, you already mentioned over here six different cases that the poskim say we do not have this chumro. Again, dam chimun, dam pesulim, a case of after a kesem by itself, a case of nekuda, a small drop, a mara that you be machmer in, and the case of you see dam on yemei ves and you have a makor also. Those six cases do not have the chumah of yemei gimel yom rishonim. I guess no, the Rav believes that.
That's what he said. What says he was
Here. In those cases, Maisa, we do not need a case that Jifa will be making on Gimel Mishainim. Maisa, the case that will be Machmir, first of all, very simple, is she has a regular Re'iyah. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, she has the Re'iyah. Then the first Gimel Mishainim will be Machmir, she finds a Kesem. Now, let's say she found a Kesem after Re'iyah, and now she's a Kesem after Re'iyah. For example, she had a Re'iyah, she waited 5, then she had 2 days. She found the Kesem on the second day, we're not going to make all. Now on the fifth day, which really now again the second day, which is the third day, she found the Kesem after Re'iyah. What's the loch in that case? We'll have the loch of the Re'iyah, the loch of the Kesem. So Beis Shmuel, who are talking by the Pesach Tshuva, also calls the Shiloh Degmah. All brings it down. And the Maisa Be'ikah, the place to be Machmur. So Shlomo wants to be Mekel, Maskim. However, the writer comes from the Tshuva Sedeshim. Tshuva Sedeshim says that we didn't want to be Mekel by a case of by a gris, by these bugs. His wife, the El should never come Torah to husband. Well, El should come Torah to husband. So the first one is a Kesem after Re'iyah, and the second one be a Kesem after Re'iyah. Let's be Mekel. Says by Shmuel, we see clear from the Tshuva Sedeshim that Re'iyah, the Kesem after Re'iyah, the Maisa said the get of Re'iyah. We look at the Askola, what made you Tommy? What made you Tommy the Re'iyah? The Re'iyah made you Tommy. Therefore, give me your Mishnah if you mock me, even though it's a Kesem after Re'iyah. Another case of Pesach can say also be Machmir is Dam Torah. Basically, a case of Yeletus, the first 80 days can be a case of by a girl, be a Dam Torah. Also, Pesach can say not to Mechalik, and we'll have this Chumrah. So it comes out, for Iker, there'll be Mekel numerous cases, where Machmir in a regular year, even if it's Kesem after year, and also Dam Torah will be Machmir. That's the first Chalik of what made her Tomei. The second Chalik is what exactly did she find over here? First, if she found something that's less than a gris, says the Ramah, Mepurish, then it might still be Mekel. Why? Because in those days, it wasn't possible to find a bed without these bugs inside. And therefore, she'll never come Torah to husband. Therefore, that reason, in the Bezman HaChazal, there will be Mekel on something that's less than a gris, less than 19 millimeters, which is the size of a penny. Come along the Swamis Manenu, that's very good in those days, where they had no bugs in the bed. They had bugs in the bed all the time, constantly. If you had a bug in your bed today, your wife won't sleep in it. So Maisa, maybe Bismanenu Yafi Machmas, and the place can know Bismanenu also will make a loyal Chachomim, and they'll make the not goyis, and therefore even Bismanenu, we find something less than the grid, Maisa, it can be Mekel. That's Aleph. The second gate the place can discuss is what the Yisoid of this Heter, or this Chumrah Be'etem, is the Chumrah that what? We have to have a positive thing to show that you're Tar? Is it Din Miyuchud in that you have to have a Zayin Nikim that is Nokil Gamri? What you said over here, that time we mach matliya. We want to be toil upon paint, we want to be toil upon the shul sabachim. No, matama came from her. Is it demiyuchin and tliya? Or is it no, we have to show that she's naki? What's an obvious nafkamino? Let's say she finds dam and begins to find him. Found dam on something that's red, or any other color, any pastel colors. Found dam, begins to find him, can we make or not? If he goes afar, she has to show she's naki, lamai she's not show she's naki. Therefore, for that reason, says the Pesach Tshuva, you bring down the Simon Kof Pei Zayin, the Adnei Paz, and bring down from the Amud HaKesev, the Maisa says you have to be Machmer. The Maisa is not showing that you're Noki, and therefore he wants to be Machmer and say that Big Day Tzavon to be Machmer, even Gimel Yom Rishonim. The Maisa, the place can go, how the Pesach Tshuva over here brings down from the Chemdesh Shloimo, and he brings down that's what the Miel Tzadok himself says, that the Gimel Yom Rishonim be Mekel even on Big Day Tzavonim. Why the whole time Chumah is Dafkin the Chumah in Tzlias? Why don't we tell him, tell him that? Maisa Mumatava came more be Machmer and it came from her. Mashenkin, when we're coming from Big Day Tzvoinim, it's Alochim inside like Gozu, Maisa we're not going to even Gimel Yom Rishonim. Now, it's very interesting. The Alochim Maisa is, we come out of the Pleskim, is Maneno, the Wujib from Azalmanin, is Nogel Kol Bali Moira, and the Moish and others, all the Pleskim is Maneno, are Makel Big Day Tzvoinim. They're all Makel, even by the Gimel Yom Rishonim. Now, what do you really negate for? So, first of all, the Bnei Svar is interesting. They have to know, do they even have a chumrah of wearing white? The wearing white is only brought down by the Ramah. The Mechab is not bringing down the Indian wearing white, and therefore, Rav Anisav says, even the Chatzchila can go wear Big Day Tzvoinim. And therefore, he says, even the first 3 days can be toilet. He says, your Shemai may be Machmer. Over. What? No, what did he hold? Nobody else can even go wear it. The Chatzchila Big Day Tzvoinim. That's a Kiddush. Yeah, Big Day Tzvoinim. Yeah, he says, even the Chatzchila go wear it. And says he said he can wear like a chilei shemaim. He says maybe wear white, but he goes like the mechaber. He says mechaber is bringing it down. As long as it's clean, it's beseder. But go wear Big Day Tzvoinim. The Maisa Bnei Ashkenaz we hold to wear white. Therefore, what negates also Big Day Tzvoinim? So first of all, the numerous places can say when Isha has a time for whatever reason, makom pruvu, let's say, or other tzorachim, the Alpaitim we make them, tell them to wear bigger tzvayim during Zayin Nikiyim. I, does it help? They say, yeah. So then Moshe, even the first 3 days, even bigger tzvayim will also be matal isha from any shash, we will be toilet.
What does the machab
have
to be?
It has to be clean to, it's good shayla, but to show that maybe something going on over here, and to be have the gosha for it, and to be sensitive, and maybe she can't see if it's red or not. The ring pastel calls, they can't see if it's red. What? Behold, they can't, they were not goyzer, but my says, no, some of them can tell it's red. When it's bright red on the yellow tachtoin, we can tell it, very clear. But not a shayla. Except like gozer, we hold like gozer. Why don't we? Because the way how the Ramon understands it, Chazal wants you to be Zayin Akim, and they want to show that you're knocking.
Yeah,
no, we know where Dam came from, where Vada came from. Her. That's not knocking. Then give me a miracle. They're telling you now, they're asking why you're wearing it for. A rub is my nenu, the ikr, let's go to the Yashir, Pastel calls all the Seder. The mice that he finds upon her, she'll say, fine, now the Rav is you, if you're Zayin Akim, why in the world are you wearing it for? You should not be wearing it. I'll tell you, Puravu, another Rav passing the cool of the Seder, no problem. Another thing that's cost again, less than Grizzle Makel, a case of being Savoynu Makel, a case also of not Makabal Tumor, also for Shubal, he has Kali to be Makel. Therefore, if you hold a pad, is not Makabal Tumor, like numerous Faiskim, also you'll be Makel, even though it's more than a Grizz. Again, less than Grizzle, everyone's Makel. Big Savoynu or a pad is more than a Grizz, also be Makel if you hold a pad, is not Makabal Tumor, which again is a Machloikis. Another case they discussed, really, to get some kotzadik over there. Let's say you found a kesem on something, a big deal yoinim, on her shirt. So also, over there, the place coming down that you totally came from Mokim Alma, from another place. So over here, since the glamour of his chloride did not come from Mokim Alma, also the place can be making in the first 3 days. Now, over here, there are a couple of Ramah. The Ramah says that, again, the loch is very simple by any clear example. She won't. The case from Harach is when she went through a shukshal tabacher. The gate also the Isha's painting, let's say. Isha's painting, during the 4, 5, 6, and 7, she finds dam, we can be told that it came from the paint. However, the first 3 days, it came from the paint. Well, no, we'll say it did not come from the paint, it came from Oysa Malkun. A gam, if she got very dirty from the paint, and the stomach came from there, put a shoni once he make a law, so he said, come on, Avada, she like all red all over the place. Avada came from painting also, he wants to make a law. Well, let's say there's nowhere glamoured over, she stopped painting everything else, the bathroom clean, but she found dam la tachtoinim, the law is, there's going to be machmur, and they say the tli came from her, and not from the painting. Now, that's my case of a shukshot of bochum, or case of painting. What about a case of a mako? That's really the tumult over here between the shach versus the taz and the bach. Sorry, the other way around, the Ramah versus Taz and the Shach. The Mola Maisa says that by case of a Makkah, if it's a Makkah that's not Moitzi Dam, everyone, or the Bnei Ashton or the Maisa be Makkah, not Moitzi Dam, or was Moitzi Dam, and then it got a scab over it, and it's Oimati Moitzi Dam, but Maisa right now is not Moitzi Dam, Avadig be Machmer. The Eva comes out, Ishda finds a Kesem, and she has a Makkah that was not Moitzi Dam, Avadig be Tola on the first, will not be Tola the first 3 days, you have to be Machmer. But let's say, after 2 days we total, yeah. After 2 days we total. First 2 days.
More than a grist.
More than a grist, yes. That's what Ramos says more than a grist, and it's a mark that's not Moiti Dam, then we will not be total first 3 days.
Why would
you
be
total
if it's not
Moiti Dam? No, it's something that can be Moiti Dam, but we don't know for sure that it has a scab over it. Where she had stitches a while ago, we don't know for sure it's Moiti Dam. At the latest, very common thing. So unless she goes to a bedek that tells it is being Moiti Dam, and then we won't be told upon it.
That's happened in the first 3 days.
That's the first 3 days. Now, that's in the case where we know it's not being Moiti Dam. A case where we know it is Moiti Dam, went to Bedekas and says, yeah, right now we see it's very soft, very raw, and it's something that's right now being Moiti Dam. That's my Makhlokes HaPaiskim. The Ramah says very clearly, L'maisi, you can be Mekel. The Shach comes along and the factory upon it wants to argue that Allah Chavad is not the way, unless he says that you bring Moiti Dam constantly. In a case where Dam comes out constantly and it's flowing from her, case of Shechin, he says the Kedoyma, that's a constant thing, then he can't make it. Otherwise, he says, Stama Makkah is being Moiti Dam, you have to be Machmur. Machloik is Shach, the Taz is Noita Oil Chumro, and the Maisa Ramah is Mekel. Machloik is Apollo from Shach to Ramah. The way of the Shlom, the Gdolah Chodim, the way the Sertari says he does not want to be Machri the Shiloh, so Shlom and Maisa is Mekel, crazy place is Mekel, Maisa Tarasheni, the Bach is the Machmer, and the Shlom is Manenu, depends which ones you read. Depends exactly what nusach they write. Some say it's roi to be machmel. Some say you should be machmel machmel tzarech, or less machmel tzarech. Some say you have to be machmel less tzarech gadol. Ma'aseh l'shvam is on enu. It depends which rov you go to, what machmel tzarech is. Exactly how the paskim is not exactly clear, but ma'aseh the be'ikur, the choshes for it a little bit. Just how much the choshes for this shach shito. If it's yeah, no, if it's yeah, sure. It's the kinds of things that happen all the time. No, so wait a couple of days, might heal. Or you, the mice they. Well, you just got a case of bedika. It's not about a case of a kesem right now. We'll get to bedika. We'll get to bedika very sure. You're talking about bedika, right? It's not a kesem.
Yeah, okay.
The
chesem during the
procedure.
Because
you can't
put a bandage on
back in the stomach,
so yeah.
I mean, first of all, the numerous aces around it, just keep switching underwear, they'll have less like this. Or if you want to rub my toe with a big day to find him, or not my couple of tumble, there are other aces around it. I'm talking about being makele against the shaft. Maisa comes out again exactly what you found, what the loch is. Certain cases of makel, for example, a grizz of makel, big tzvanu of makel, makamal tum of makel. The case of a machmer, a case of a tlia, with some machmer, maka that's not moitzi dam, it's only a machmer. And a case of moitzi dam, that's my colleague's apoiskim. Now the challenge is, how exactly do you calculate these 72 hours? How do you calculate these 3 days? First, let's say you only do bedika on day 1, not day 2 and day 3, because we're all set to 1 and 7. Are you going to be makel on day 4 or not? So the Kishvan Aruch said you have to be machmer. The only time you can be makel is when you do bedikah's first 3 days, and the fourth day we will have the hefter. The Maaseh, the Pesach can quote it just to argue with it. And everyone says no. Once it's day 4, the Maaseh, you have a chazaka, mayim tzalsam. Therefore, you can't be totally even on the fourth day, even though you did not do bedikah's in the first 3 days. That's Aleph.
First and the third day?
First, second, and third, he says. You have to have a chazaka. He says the chazaka is first, second, and third. Now also, when exactly it counts, let's say you should do the hefsek on the Sunday morning. Maestros count, when do you count 3 days? You count the 3 days from Benesh Moshes, from the hefsek, from the Shkia, or do you count 3 days from when you did the hefsek in the morning? The Maestro, the Swami say, the count 3 days is not from the Islaish when you did the hefsek. We count 3 days, the Maestro, from 3 complete days, 3 whole days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then to the Shkia the next day.
So she needs 3.5 days?
In that case, she needs 3.5 days, yeah. In that case, she would. Let's say she found a kesem after day 4, but a shaft that came from day 3, not sure. So the placement of makel, once a shaft, the kesem came from day 4, then it will be makel. But let's say the kesem is, she found day 4, but the tliya is from day 3. She painted day 3, but she found the kesem on day 4. She wants to be toilo on what? On the kesem she found on day 3, which on day 3 now will be toilet. So what's the luck when she found day 4 and be toilo on day 3? Maisa, so shot among the paiskim, the those won't be machmel, the those won't be makel. Once you add a chazaka tar, those won't be makel. But the shulchan says ve'etz tzarech, he can be makel. Maisa, you can go ask your rabbi what to do. Fine, that's in how to calculate the days. There's a very important point to point out. These are lochas not for the case of, very clear in the Ramon, by case of a kesem. What happens not a case of a kesem, a case of a bediko. In a bediko, we know when we learn the sugya of bedikas, there will not be a dindur rabbanon. But Bidika will give a Chashash Jaraisa. Chashash Jaraisa, why? Because maybe double Agusha at the same moment. She thinks she's not a Gosha, really she had a Gosha. Therefore, Kivegan Shuva says that this halacha, the Amog, we make on Ksamim on these first 2 days, these cases, or even afterwards, is Dafka in the case of a Maka, we tell upon a Maka the first 2 days, is Dafka in the case of a Kesem. Mash Enke, in the case of a Bidika, the first 2 days you cannot be Makal. You have to be Machmer. So, Batsim will come out that let's say even want to be Samach with Ramah or even with the Shach, the case is that you know Vada Yitzidam, Shach says Vada is EF Shechin, comes out according to Kivegel Meister, give me Yafi Machmer, because dealing with Dinder Reiser, maybe she had Agosha. Therefore, what exactly to do when she has a Vada Mako, a Vada Moitzidam, and even constantly being Moitzidam, that even according to Shach, he can't be Mako, have a Swarm right, Pastor Shaylos Chochum. There are certain tzuruf in the place she want to be makel. Let's say she finds dam always in the Pacific area, or she's very sensitive in the Pacific area, she points that area. First they say what she should do is really she should go bedekas and let the bedekas do a bedika for her. The bedekas will know how to go around the maka touch the Oysa Malkum and leave it there for a couple of minutes, whatever they say, or maybe you can just leave it there for a second, and then that'll be a good bediko. Then on day one, to do the same thing. Once it's day seven, do one and seven, will be no problem. Seven, we can't even make it, we tell upon a mako. Otherwise, these halachas over here, it's after by case of a kesem. By the case of an eight by a gosho, it will not be make on the first 3 days. About to be machmer. Therefore, again, the case they say you have shchin, or case they commonly have hemorrhoids, things like this, the mice of the pasuk can say, either tash shel chokum, for sure tash shel chokum, exactly what to do when you have the mako, about the mako, to go ask Rav how to be toilet, because there is no etzel based upon what it says on the page.
And the rest of it is the toilet.
4, 5, and 6 by Mako will be toilet. Even by a bediko, yes, if the Shach and Kuvay Zayin says, you know, Vada be Moitidam, then even by Zayinikim. No, then you'll have to. The reason why you go to Rav and it's day 4, it says, go to Bedekis right now. The Bedekis come and tells you that she's a Vada Moitidam, it's a Mako that is Moitidam. Then it'll be Mekel. The first 3 days, and it depends what the case is, where they found it, who found it, what the Rav is, or what's going on. But after 4, 5, and 6, they go to Bedekis right away. They say go right away, because not usually heals very quickly, you cannot be toilet. But the first 3 days, you have to go with the. You have to. Not that simple. Sorry? It's very interesting that Ruben told me that do Bedika day 7, I won Bedika, so it says stop, says do it again, so it comes out down, do it again, keep doing it, wait every time 10 minutes, every time I tell upon a marker, fine, and eventually it's, you know, it's hopefully become a fine. And
so what's the point of the Bedika
day 4 and 7? No, usually if you a marker, we will tell you 1 and 7, right? We say in Lahoku, we have a macabre. Wait, look, we have to 1 and 7, so one economy going to have a big problem in economy, the way they'll tell you, maybe let a Bedekis go do it. And day 7, find where to go Bedekis, if not, you yourself do it. Every time you find Dam, you tell upon a Mako. When you find no Dam, oh, the Seder, you have a clean Bedekis. Sounds like a joke, I know, but the Maestro Cheshbin works out. What? Day 7, you make a right, but you still need, have to have a Bedekis, you have to show that you have a Bedekis that's Tor. You can't do a Bedekis saying Dam, oh, no, I'm Tor. You have to have a bedika that shows you Naki. She has a maka, a vada maka.
She can't go to the
mikvah? No, she has to have 1 and 7, ain't lahokol. She has to have a 7. She has no, she needs a day 7 that's Naki.
1 and 7 is not 2 bedikas, it's 1 and 7.
1 on day 1, 1 on day 7. You have to have a bedika on day 7.
She did 6 days of day.
We need day 7.
If you have a day 7, you see that part about it has red and not. And the rest of it is yellow.
That depends who you're going to. Yes. So Ruben told me, do it, and then do it again, and do it again. I had a rope from the doctor, you know, the stitches, no problem. He said, do it again. Oh, so then I said, if it gets problems, then come back to me again. If you get a problem, no problem. Usually, Rob tell you to not do it at all. If you have a macro, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you have to ask your Rob. Usually, Rob, yeah, don't, yeah, come, don't do it. Don't. Day 7 of it is a problem. What are you doing day 7? Sorry? Well, no, that's fine. That's a kubei zayin. That's good. Okay, you know, vadi yeti damu make. The shach says you pack on the shach. Vadi yeti damu tash make. Fine. I can. This again next week is in of 5 days of finish shabbat zera. Tomorrow morning by 9:15 it'll be in Anhogas of Sfiras Oimer Lag Boy Mepesach Sheni.
Why the beginning of the
I'm not sure what you're.